Good job, only we're not doing 188 today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just 45. It's all right.
Let's see. Oh, thank you, David. Let's see. I think we're good.
I don't have my phone today, so I'll.
Well, I'm gonna go down to education.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Did you by chance have one of these in your stuff that you picked up the other day?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Good.
Let me double check.
No, I had a spare one. I couldn't find it after.
Huh. I don't appear to.
Okay, maybe Jesse got it. Some amendment requests.
I did.
188.
I got one. Well, no, I did get two.
Because
Representative Carey just asked me for another one.
Okay.
Representative McNally asked for one.
Oh, okay.
And
you. We do. Don't I have one?
And yes, and that's the retroactive applicability
the retroactive
date. So there will be three total.
Okay. What's McNally doing?
It's with 3 megawatts.
3 megawatts. And Carrie's is 1.5?
It's a tiered, kind of a tiered.
A little bit heavier.
That's the way it reads.
Good, how are you?
How are you? So I'm not sure I've had total.
Got another week for you. Yeah, do you? You want to jump up and start pushing buttons?
I was going to sit here and I go, I remember that I brought me something to drink.
Try it. You might like it.
This voice going, boy, Noonan, you're next. And the cat was on the TV. And I thought, oh, my God, someone's talking to me.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Yeah.
The cats are talking to me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm having that mute nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
If I was a drinker, I'd
think
what I
going to say?
If I was a drinker, I would have thought I had the DCs up.
That's right. No, I thought maybe I was supposed to pass them out or something.
Thank you. My computer and I are not talking well.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
How'd it take that? Well, good. That's good.
Here, I got to do my little chair swap.
Oh, yeah. I'll just get out of your braces.
Wheel around. No. There's no surgery that can fix what I got, so.
What you got?
It's just some FYI.
I don't get, you know, unless I happen to find a standard, it won't let me go online unless I pay.
Oh.
You know what you have to do? Get your ID.
this proposed, just to get an idea of what's coming for Monday.
Okay.
Hope, do you have any tape?
Let's see, I can get some.
There's plenty. I was just going to tape us on.
Sister-in-law's saving them.
Oh, okay. I'll just grab some from the
suites over there. Just got any gum?
And then swap that on.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear you. I wish I had said what I was going to say today on the floor. Story in the hallway. I was going to, Keith, I was going to ask Ms. Clark, I was going to say, now, so are you telling me if we feed a pig to a pig and then feed that pig to another pig, we'll have the best bacon and ham ever?
I was wondering, so you no longer can, Joe Farmer can't go out and take the milk and or the eggs and...
five stories just to prove that they knew what was going on.
Outstory each other.
Roadkill, salvage roadkill, that'll be fun, won't it?
Keep it going.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would throw a tag and you take it home.
Take it home.
Is that, yeah. Didn't that just pass in Wyoming or something?
Yeah,
that's how it is in Nebraska.
Go out hunting with your car, huh?
What is that?
Oh, wow, she got the good stuff.
That's what I did.
Okay, great.
You want it on here?
No, I'm going to put it on the side of the arm.
Actually, what is this? Oh. Okay. Let me get out of your hair. You're skinning it the opposite way. I would have.
Well, what can I tell you? I always end up with a post.
You know the worst spot? Right, not the one right in the corner, but the next one from the corner, because you get double legs from both sides.
So I guess I'll quit complaining.
You just gotta love it.
Yeah, how do you deny a cookie at that point?
I've been trying to get a lot. Yeah. Because a little scared of catching it. How are you feeling?
Much better. Much, much better.
Good. Who are these all? Glad.
So we got to get the gavel on?
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Berry, you might close your eyes. House Fret Committee will come to order. Secretary will take the roll.
Thank you, Chairman. Vice Chair O'Hara.
Here.
Vice Chair McNally.
Here.
Representative Steinberg.
Here.
Representative Lang. Here. Representative Moore.
Here.
Representative Carey.
Here.
Representative Swanson.
Here.
Representative Hagan.
Here.
Representative Boland.
Here.
Representative Peppers.
Here.
Representative Berry.
Here.
Representative Zolnikov.
Here.
Representative Knudsen.
Here.
Chair Regeer.
Here.
Thank you.
Committee, the only thing we have today is executive action on House Bill 45. House Bill 45.
Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chair O'Hara.
I move that we have a due pass on House Bill 45, Mr. Okay. Chairman.
Due pass House Bill 45. Any discussion, amendments, anything from the committee? That was the bill that required an eminent domain book to be handed out. Yeah. Representative Knudsen. Nope. Anybody?
Question?
Question's been called for. I don't think we'll do a roll call. How about just a voice vote?
Sounds good to me.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, it was unanimous. House Bill 45, we'll go to the floor. Monday, we will have one bill being heard. It's House Bill 227. And then after that bill hearing, we will have executive action on House Bill 188. So I think there are some that are working on amendments on House Bill 188. You need to work on that. Okay. Ms. Stockwell.
Mr. Chairman, just a piece of information for the committee. We learned right before the hearing began, and I'm sorry I didn't tell you before we started, the bill to be heard on Monday, the fiscal note will not be ready on Monday for the hearing.
Can we still have the hearing?
Yes.
And then the fiscal note before executive action?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we'll still have the hearing on House Bill 227. Okay. Anything else from the committee? Good of the committee? Probably the shortest meeting you've had all year, isn't it? Okay. That ends the meeting with Fret Committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, could I pass out a piece of information to hopefully clarify part of the discussion that was taking place in the last Wednesday's hearing?
Anyone object to that? Okay, go ahead.
As you recall, there was a discussion about the cost of QF contracts. Mr. Fox passed out a report that had been prepared by the Public Service Commission, which represented that the cost of QF contracts was about $34.63 a megawatt hour.
Would you give your name?
John Fitzpatrick, Northwestern Energy.
Thank you.
And I passed out a rebuttal piece that showed that the cost was $65.65. After that hearing, apparently, Chairman Gallagher went back to the Public Service Commission and ordered that that particular report be taken off the website until the facts could be determined as to what the real cost was. That prompted a rather strong exchange of conversation between some members of the Public Service Commission, and it became viewed as an attack upon the staffer who wrote the report. Well, our intention was not to attack the staffer, but simply to call into question the numbers that he presented. Today, we sent a letter to Chairman Gallagher indicating and identifying the costs as we see them. I'm providing you with a copy of that letter and all of the schedules that support
Mr. Fitzpatrick, if you do have a handout, could you just give that? I'm afraid that we'd have to leave this open to opponents as well. So just, okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, and with that, we're adjourned. Okay. Sorry.
Can't get us back to three freshmen.